Chapter 13. "There he is," Nori heard someone say at lunch. "That's the boondoggle kid." Sebastian was sitting next to her, eating a serving of apple cobbler bigged up by Marigold. Nori looked over her shoulder and saw two boys. Miller was the red-headed guy Sebastian had seen peeing in the pool. The other boy was reed thin and had a neck that was not much larger than his tie. Something whizzed past Nori and bounced off Sebastian's skull. His head bobbled with the impact, but he didn't do anything. Ugh, what did they even throw? Nori searched the floor beneath Sebastian's seat and found a wad of bread. A wet wad of bread.
"Those boys threw a spit bread ball at you," she whispered.
Sebastian shook his head disdainfully, then went back to eating. Nori picked up the spit bread ball, trying to make as little skin-to-bread contact as possible. She went to Miller's table.
"Excuse me, but I believe this is yours."
She plopped it onto his plate.
"Tell your flicker friend he ruined hide-and-seek last night," said the boy with the skinny neck. "He's a waste of space and should make himself invisible. Except, oh wait, he can't, can he? Too wonky."
"And whom shall I say is sending this message?"
Nori asked in a steely voice. Suddenly, Miller's table monitor was standing over them. He was frighteningly tall and intense.
"Hello," he said. "I am Monitor Hoggins. At Sage, students remain seated throughout the meal."
He beckoned to Monitor Sorby, who rose and came over.
"If you can't control your table," he said to her, "I'll tell the head of lunch patrol."
"They started it," Nori protested. "They threw a spit bread ball at my friend."
Miller pointed at Sebastian.
"Because he's the kid who ruined hide and seek."
Monitor Hoggins pressed his lips together.
"Is that so?"
Sorby crossed her arms over her chest.
"Uncool," she said. "Spit bread balls are the least of what he deserves."
Sebastian put down his fork and said,
"The game was hide and seek. You guys hid, I found you."
"You ruined the game for all of us," Miller said.
Pink spots rose on Sebastian's cheeks. Nori wanted to stand up for her friend. She wanted to flux into a dritten and roar at these mean kids with her fire breath. Sebastian had won fair and square. The Sage kids were being sore losers.
"Nori, let it go," Sebastian said. "If our table loses points, Sorby's going to blame you."
With a jolt, Nori realized that Sebastian was looking out for her. It was Nori who needed to make friends here. Sebastian would return to Dunwoodle at the end of the week and never see any of these people again. She ducked her head and returned to her seat. In writing class, Nori got in trouble for her penmanship. Her Q's, it seemed, were too swirly. In fluxing class, she got in trouble for adding squid legs to her puppy, even though she sat and stood and lay down exactly when she was supposed to. By the time she got home, all Nori wanted to do was curl up with Dahlia's rabbits, or take a nice hot bath with so many bubbles that she could disappear into them. But she had homework to do. Loads and loads of boring boringness. She dropped into her chair at the kitchen table, where Dahlia and Hawthorne were already hard at work on their own homework.
"So many assignments," Nori moaned. "I have something in every single class."
Dahlia gave her a funny smile, then went back to scribbling notes. She was adding lots of exclamation points and smileys.
Smileys?
Hawthorne said,
"Nori, shh. I'm reading about architecture and how buildings affect the way we live. It's fascinating."
Nori stared at her brother and sister. She loved them, but she felt so different from them. They were sitting right there, but she felt alone. At dinner, Nori pushed her food around on her plate. How could she eat when her stomach was all tight and achy?
"Nori, is there a problem?" Father asked.
She blinked. Father had noticed. He'd actually noticed how she was doing,
and he actually seemed to care. Before she lost her nerve, she said, "Yes, it's me. I'm the problem." Father tilted his head. "I mean Sage. I mean me at Sage. That's the problem. Can I please, please, please go back to Dunwiddle?" Nori pleaded. "When the buildings are repaired, I mean, I'd be much happier there." Father looked baffled.
"What in the world are you talking about?"
I fit better there, I think, at Dunwiddle." Nori stole a glance at Hawthorne. "Because of the architecture and stuff?"
"Don't be silly," said Father. "You love Sage."
"Actually, I don't," Nori said. Instead of responding, Father started talking to Dahlia about the skunk test she'd taken the day before, an important part of fuzzy finals for eighth graders. She had gotten the highest grade in her class. Either Father hadn't heard Nori, or he had pretended not to. Later, Hawthorne rapped on Nori's bedroom door.
"I wanted to check on you," he said, entering and sitting at the foot of her bed. "Because at dinner," he broke off.
"Nori, are you crying?" Nori put her face in her pillow. She hiccuped.
"It's hard adjusting to a new place," Hawthorne said awkwardly. "But everyone struggles at first in new situations."
Nori cried harder. She always cried harder when she was sad and people were nice to her.
"I hate it so much," she managed to say.
Dahlia appeared in the doorway.
"Nori? Hawthorne?"
"Nori's sad," Hawthorne said. "She knows she'll settle into Sage just fine." He glanced at Nori and nodded encouragingly. "But right now, it's challenging."
Nori knew she would never settle into Sage. Never.
"Oh, Nori," Dahlia said, joining them on Nori's bed. "We're so glad you're here. We missed you so much when you were with Aunt Margot. All of us, Father included."
"You are a Horus," Hawthorne said. "Sage is where you belong. You're having growing pains, that's all. You've got this, Nori."
"But," Nori said.
"But what?" Hawthorne's eyes were kind, and he wanted to cheer her up. But he wasn't really listening either.
"I have an idea," Dahlia said. "Tomorrow morning, we'll go to campus early, just you and me. Okay, Nori?"
"Why?" Nori said, sniffing.
"Because," Dahlia said. She beamed. "I know just how to cheer you up. I can't believe I didn't think of it until now."
"What is it?"
"Nope, not going to tell." Dahlia squeezed Nori in a sideways hug. "But you will love it. And you'll see that Sage isn't all that bad. I promise."